News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Transit workers unions in the San Francisco Bay Area say they will walk off the job at midnight after a marathon bargaining session failed to produce a settlement in their four-month-long labor dispute. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Representatives for two unions had been negotiating with officials of the Bay Area Rapid Transit System for nearly 29 hours. But progress in the talks has stalled, and a union spokeswoman said workers were prepared to strike if a last-minute deal isn't reached. The unions have been poised for a strike since Sunday, when a 60-day cooling-off period expired. Since then, the two sides have negotiated, and the unions have drawn back several strike threats. BART carries about 200,000 commuters every workday and is the fifth-largest urban transit system in the nation. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
As thousands of federal workers went back to work today after the costly 16-day government shutdown, President Obama called on politicians to change the way Washington does business. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president says he's hoping for more cooperation.
President Obama says there were no winners in the government shutdown, which weakened America's economy and its international standing. But the president says he hopes the shutdown reminded people of the important work that government employees do. Now that those workers are back on the job, Obama hopes to refocus on other priorities and says he'll look for areas of agreement between Democrats and Republicans.
And there's no good reason why we can't govern responsibly, despite our differences, without lurching from manufactured crisis to manufactured crisis.
Obama highlighted three areas where he thinks Congress can make progress this year: a budget agreement, a farm bill, and immigration reform. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The number of people filing weekly jobless claims fell by 15,000 last week, though analysts say the number was somewhat distorted for a third straight week by efforts in California to clear backlog claims caused by a computer change. Economist Hugh Johnson says combined with the partial government shutdown that's now ended, the numbers may not mean much.
When you ask yourself, what do the claims tell you about employment conditions in the U.S., it's really hard to tell because we have the distortions because of what's going on in California. And I like to call them distortions as a result of the shutdown of the federal government.
Labor Department says the less volatile four-week moving average showed claims up by 11,750 last week. The Federal Reserve may have to continue its bond-buying program into early next year before seeing sufficient strength in the economy to begin scaling back. That's based on a poll of economists conducted by Reuters, which estimates the drag on the U.S. economy in the fourth quarter because of the just-ended partial government shutdown in Washington will be about 0.3%. Somewhat muted reaction from blue chips to the end of the shutdown, though the broader market reached a record high today. The Dow was down 2 points. The S&P 500 rose 11 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Toyota has announced a sizable recall involving its popular Camry sedan in the U.S. The Japanese automaker announcing today it's recalling 803,000 Camrys built between 2012 and 2013 due to potential problems with air conditioner condensers. Globally, the recall also affects some Avalon and Venza models. The automaker says water from an air conditioner condenser can leak into an airbag control module, causing the airbag to possibly inflate. Scientists have finally figured out why the brain needs sleep. NPR's John Hamilton reports on a new study showing sleep is when the brain clears out harmful toxins.
A team from the University of Rochester made the discovery while studying the brains of sleeping mice. The researchers noticed that during sleep there was a dramatic increase in the amount of cerebrospinal fluid flowing through the animals' brains. Previous research by the same team had found that this fluid carries away harmful toxins that can build up around brain cells and even kill them. One of those toxins is beta amyloid, the sticky plaque that appears in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease. Researchers say the new finding, published in the journal Science, could explain why brain diseases, including Alzheimer's, have been associated with sleep disorders. John Hamilton, NPR News.
In the spirit of calendars featuring firefighters and police officers, now something a bit different from the state of Rhode Island, a calendar featuring librarians showing off their tattoos. No joke, the Rhode Island Librarians Association says it wants to change outdated notions about the profession, and as a result has come up with its Tattooed Librarians of the Ocean State calendar due out next month. Librarians have produced similar calendars in other states, and the group says it's already received hundreds of advance orders. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.